In this video, I want to talk about some of the best use cases for ChatGPT. The name of this video is actually, what do the 1% of elite ChatGPT users do with ChatGPT? How exactly do they use it? And broadly, I would say these are the kind of the core ways of using it that I found to be the most powerful for myself, but also generally that I found some of the most successful users actually use ChatGPT in this way. So the first thing that you can do with ChatGPT is you can actually learn stuff. And so the way I would frame this is it can actually give you a degree. It can bring you up to a very high level of knowledge in any particular topic that it has knowledge in, which is basically every single domain, everything on the internet, you know, it's intermediate at us, essentially. And so you can ask it questions about any topic, and as we'll see in just a second, the way to approach this is we want to first have a chat with ChatGPT about a particular subject, and then once we understand it well enough, then we can start to turn those chats into prompts, into templates that we can then use to rerun over and over again in the future. But essentially, for all intents and purposes, ChatGPT can bring you up to a degree level of knowledge in the vast majority of subjects. And we can also make you a CEO. And by that, I mean, you can have the infrastructure, the kind of staff around you that a CEO of a small or even a mid-sized business would have. You can have a CTO, which is a chief technical officer. You can have a CMO, a chief marketing officer. You can have a CFO, a chief financial officer. And all of these things take the form of ChatGPT and your interaction with it, because much like a CEO who has, you know, built up a team of people who've got 10 years experience, who he's paying six figures or above to hire each of them, you can email and interact with these senior directors, where you can do the same thing and get the same level of knowledge, in my experience, with ChatGPT. It really, really is that powerful. You can also use it to make money. Basically, any product that involves intellectual property, which is pretty much all the good ones in my experience, coding, software, ebooks, print on demand, they can all be improved or completely done using language models like ChatGPT. We can also use it to get traffic. So of course we can help it with writing content, with writing and content marketing. And it can do this not just in terms of text, but we can also use some of the other generative AI tools to create video, to create audio, to create images. And basically in the process with this content we create, get a lot of really high quality traffic. And there's other ways that we can leverage language models to get traffic, and that'll be a separate section later on. So here are some underrated use cases for GPT. It can make you an expert, okay? So it can give you essentially a extremely high level knowledge of something, and the way to kind of get an immediate understanding of a topic is to give it a piece of content or a screenshot or an example of something that you don't understand and ask GPT, what exactly is this? And then once it's explained what that thing is to you, then you can ask it, okay, I want that thing. How do we now rebuild that thing that I've just shown you? And it will break down how you can unlock and create that particular website or piece of content or code or whatever it is that you've given it. It will show you exactly how you can do it. And so giving it an example of a piece of content or a screenshot or a picture of something that you actually want to do yourself, giving it to GPT is a great way to get GPT to tell you how to do it. And then based on that example, you can actually go ahead, learn how to do it, and along with GPT, actually build it and do it yourself. You can also consider ChatGPT a very, very clever friend. And the way to use this is, I found the best way to do this is with the voice model, which you can access on the iPhone app. I believe it's on Android too. You can brainstorm with this voice model and have these kind of long-winded chats to understand any topic, and it will teach you all of the buzzwords and all of the phrases and all of the different topics and subtopics and ideas that relate to a particular topic. And so it's just a great way to kind of brainstorm and work out the best kind of path forward on something. You can also kind of use it like an old, wise old uncle that you could WhatsApp. And so you can troubleshoot problems. If it's a DIY problem, a problem that you've got with an application, a problem with electronics, maybe there's a label you don't understand, you can just grab a picture and upload it to GPT. And you can see between these three examples, we have different modalities in play. And so I do recommend that you use the voice side of GPT within the apps. You upload pictures of things that are going on around you in your physical environment, phone pictures, but also pictures of things that are happening on your computer that you don't understand. Anytime you see something that you, is representative of someone that's doing well, you should hit print screen, take a picture on your phone, upload it to GPT and say, what is this thing and how can I do it myself? So there were just some really, really great use cases for GPT. These are in the abstract. Of course, in a second, we're going to take a deeper look at some of the specifics. And I'm also going to show you how you can specifically use GPT and also, of course, how I use it myself. So let's take a look at that stuff next.